For our next story, we're going to stay in the Bayview to hear from a choreographer who dances in and above the neighborhood. Joanna Highgood makes site-specific and aerial dance. That's dance that takes place outside or on specially built structures or even suspended by ropes and harnesses high above the ground. She's been making work like this for her company Zocco Dance Theater for over 30 years. In 2014, she founded the San Francisco Aerial Arts Festival. It showcases all kinds of performance that takes place off the ground and above our heads. This year's festival is this weekend at San Francisco's Fort Mason Center. KALW's Jen Chien spoke with Joanna Highgood about the festival and the joy of dancing in the air.
What kind of training or what kind of skill building did you need to do as a dancer and as a choreographer to be able to make dances like on the side of a building or hanging mm-hmm. from a giant clock or, you know, on a steel structure?
Well, the training is ongoing, actually, because each site demands a different skill set. So, you know, sometimes there's a lot of climbing that's required. Some of it is... involves rope and harness work. Some of it, it just really varies. So I guess the best thing that I can say is that when we get to the site or when I'm kind of investigating, doing field measurements, getting an understanding or a sense of what this place is, I try to kind of incorporate things that actually make sense to the site. You know, right now I'm working on a piece that is in an old military installation at Fort Mason, mm-hmm. Center for Arts and Culture, and I'm working in the Festival Pavilion, which was, at the time that it belonged to the Army, was Pier 3. And it's a warehouse space that has, that had
so
lots
high
of material,
ceilings.
High ceilings. And so we've been working with kind of the military training vocabulary. So a lot of rope climbing, a lot of ladder climbing, a lot of calisthenics. And that's very, very different than, you know, as you cited, the clock tower, where that was rappelling on ropes and working kind of with the mechanics of the clock itself, or really the kind of the structure of the clock, making sure that we don't destroy it.
That's
it
important.
Took a lot of timing practice to make sure that we don't pull up, you know, the hands. And, you know, it looks quite sturdy, and it is, but it's, on the other hand, it's quite fragile. You know, the face of it is glass and the hands are wooden, so easily destroyed by a group of people jumping up and down on it.
It seems like aerial dance and aerial arts have been kind of having a moment in the culture. They're growing mm-hmm. in popularity, so moving beyond the circus world and then the contemporary dance world and kind of making their way into pop culture. The singer Pink does like a serious trapeze act in her big concerts that you would see at Shoreline Amphitheater or somewhere like that. Yeah. So what do you think it is that's resonating with people about this form nowadays?
Well, I think everybody has had that fantasy of flying. I mean, I think that, from the moment you are a young child, the idea of getting on a swing and feeling that air on your skin and through your hair is something that we all, you know, reach for. And I think people are also a lot more conscious of the potential of their own bodies in terms of strength and health. And I think people are really attracted to these two things kind of together.
Are those some of the things that draw you to this kind of work as well?
I think for me, there are a number of things. I'm really interested in creating work that is more dimensional. I'm really interested in the kind of the sculptural aspects that the aerial work can offer. And I'm really interested in perspective, the way that you see things when they're put in different places, and particularly from the point of view of the aerialist, you know, being in these places that are rarely walked on or explored.
So as a performer, you get to see things.
It's an adventure. It's very adventurous.
I'm speaking with choreographer and site artist Joanna Highgood, artistic director of Zocco Dance Theater. This is the second time that you've put on the San Francisco Aerial Arts Festival. The first time was 2 years ago. It was much smaller. It took place in your dance studio, mm-hmm. Zacco, in the Bayview. This time, it's a lot more artists, international artists, mm-hmm. and you're doing it at Fort Mason. It's a whole weekend. So tell me about some of the different kinds of aerial arts that you'll be presenting. Mm-hmm. So people might be familiar with trapeze.
Yeah, there's some work that comes from circus. There's a Chinese pole act that's performed beautifully by Calvin Kaiku, who's from Circus Center. Let's see who else. And there's Bandaloop, of course, who's, you know, a pioneer dance, aerial dance company.
And they work in rope and harness.
They work in rope and harness work. They've worked all over the world. I think Amelia Rudolph, who's the founder and director, has been a very, very strong influence in the form over the years. And, you know, their work is really inspirational. A lot of her work, you know, kind of is born out of her relationship to nature and climbing.
Rock climbing,
yeah. So
they have some amazing videos that folks can look at online of just beautiful rope and harness dancing in nature on mountainsides, cliffsides.
Yeah, really, really quite beautiful and very, very moving work. When people think about aerial arts, they think about trapeze arts or rope or straps, so, you know, circus work and things that are confined in a theater format or a circus tent, for instance. And we're hoping to kind of break, you know, people out of that.
Literally out of the box of the building.
Out of the box of the building. And it is
onto the outside of
exactly.
the box.
And thinking about dance more dimensionally, you know, it doesn't have to be confined to this two-dimensional plane. It can actually move up, you know, vertically, horizontally, diagonally, laterally.